Dear friends, welcome to this week's virtual drasha. This week we have the incredible privilege to read Parshas Vayikra, to begin Chumash Vayikra. And to be honest, a lot of us, when we get to Chumash Vayikra, we're a little bit, I'll call it underwhelmed. If we're talking amongst friends, we're honest. Why? Parshas Vayikra has a lot of discussion of karbanos, and karbanos sacrificial rites and rituals are difficult for many of us to wrap our heads around. Number one, because just a lot of times, animal sacrifice in general is one of those things that I think about, like, I don't know what's going to happen in the third base Hamikdash, but I don't know. That's going to be, I could see myself doing a lot of things, but like schlepping that sheep up and holding it down and maybe slaughtering it. I don't know. I see myself in so many other roles. So it's difficult to relate to it on that level. It's also because we haven't had a base Hamikdash in 2000 years. So we haven't had karbanos. So the impact or the feeling or the meaning of karbanos is often lost on us. And thirdly, karbanos really have the greatest impact for Kohanim because they're the ones who are actively involved in this. And as much as I would give anything to be a Kohen, but because I'm not a Kohen, sometimes I just find it difficult to relate. Ultimately, again, to what karbanos really mean. But the beauty of our Torah is that Torah HaKadosh has two levels of understanding, two levels of comprehension. There's the nigla, the revealed, and then there's the nistar, there's the hidden. The nigla are the mechanistic details, but the nistar, the hidden pieces, those are the additional layers of meaning, of profundity that exist within every single mitzvah, and karbanos are no exception. So, dear friends, I want to share with you an incredible idea. The Torah says, this is in Parak Aleph Pasuk Gimel, chapter 1, verse 3 of Chumash Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, Im Ola Karbano. The person wants to bring a carbon ola. Now, an ola is a unique carbon because an ola is totally consumed on the Mizbeach. So what's the halacha? Mina bakar, if you want to bring it from the cattle. Zachar tamim yakrivenu al pesach o amoy yakriva osol yirtzono lifnei Hashem. So if you want to bring an arla, you want to bring it from bakar, from cattle, it has to be a male animal, tamim, unblemished. You have to bring it to the entranceway of the Olamoy, because remember, again, once there's a Mishkan, you can't just offer up karbanos wherever you want. You have to bring it to the Mishkan. Yakriva osol yirtzono, you should give it of your own free will, lifnei Hashem, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beautiful. Beautiful, again, profound mechanistic details. The great Tzaddik Chose of Lublin explains that embedded within these mechanistic details is a profound life lesson. So look what the Rebbe writes, the Chose writes. He says, you have to put a comma in the Pasuk. Here's how you read it. Im ola karbano min abakar zohar tamim yakriveno lifnei pesach o amoed. If you want to bring a karban, and all you want to do, and difference, please, look, you'll look at the Pasuk inside, chapter 1, verse 3. If you want to bring a carbon olam, ola carbono, if you just want to bring an animal, if you just want to bring a sacrifice, okay, here's what you do. You bring, if you want to bring it from the cattle, it has to be male, unblemished. And what can you do? Yakrivenu, el pesach oel moed. You can bring it to the entranceway of the Mishkan. That's as far as you go. You bring that animal, you drop it off, you give it to the Kohen, you say, Kohen, here's my animal. And again, check. You've fulfilled your obligation of bringing a carbon ola. But understand, you don't get any further than the entranceway of the oel moed, comma, or maybe semicolon, says the Chose. However, yakriv oso lirtzono. But if you're interested in not just offering an animal, but if you're interested in giving of yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you say, Ribono Shel Olam, the greatest carbon I want to give is me. I want to give of myself to you. I want to give of me to you. If you're ready to make that commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be clear, I don't mean the commitment of giving your life like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean just like, I want to take of my kohos, I want to take of my abilities, and I want to give it to you. Yakriv oso. I want to take of my oso. I want to take of myself. Lirtso no. I want to take of my will. And I want to give that. Lifnei Hashem. Then you get even further. Then you need not stop at the entranceway of the Mishkan. But rather you have complete entrance. Complete entry. To Lifnei Hashem. To before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me quote you from Lashon of the Chose. He says, if you just want to bring a karban, ultimately, ki im ad pesach o amoed. A karban, which is beautiful and incredible, gets you to the entranceway of the Mishkan. However, ve'ino nichnas lifnai v'lifnim. You can't go any further. However, ach, bim yakriv oso lirtzono. Bim ha'odam makriv ke karbanas ritzono sovagashmi. But again, if you want to give of yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, You want to give of yourself, sacrifice of yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, the Chozeh says specifically, if you desire things and you're willing to give up those desires because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm giving it to you, then at the end of the day, ultimately, Lifnei Hashem, then you get all the way in. There are two different types of karbanos that we have the ability to give. We have the ability to give an animal, which is beautiful and incredible, and that'll get you to the entranceway of the Mishkan. Or you could give it even a higher level karban. I can give of myself. I can sacrifice something of myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you're willing to make that kind of sacrifice, then at the end of the day, you get Lifnei Hashem. Then you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're in the Holy of Holies. You're in direct proximity to the Ribono Shel Olam. And the Chozeh explains so beautifully that there are different types of personalistic karbanos that we could give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On one hand, I could look at my strengths and my abilities, and I recognize that those aren't mine. Those were given to me from Hashem. So now the Shaila is, if I identify my strengths, my abilities, my kochos, how do I use them for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do I plug them in for the service of the Klal? I have a skill set, and I could use my skill set for me. I could use my skill set for my own personalistic self-advancement, or I could look at those skills and I could say, okay, how do I use it for Klal Yisrael? How do I use it for the community? It doesn't mean quit your day job and right suddenly again. But what it means is, how do I take my kochos and somehow utilize them in my avodas Hashem? That's one. The other piece of personalistic sacrifice, says the Chozeh, is that if there's something I want, there's a desire I have, there's a lust that I want to satisfy, and I give that up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I say, Ribono Shel Olam, I want this, but I'm sacrificing my wants, my desires for you. That's the other form of personalistic karban. And those types of personal karbanos, those get you into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You bring an animal, fantastic. You're going to get up to the entranceway of the Mishkan. But you bring a personal karban, either the karban of identifying your abilities and finding a way to utilize them for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, service of the Klal, or I desire something and I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to do this so badly. I want to indulge this desire, indulge this lust, indulge this want so badly, but I'm giving it up for you. I'm sacrificing it for you. I am sacrificing self-indulgence for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then that's a karban. That's yakriv oso. If you give of yourself, you give of your kohos, lir tsono, you're willing to sacrifice your wants, your lust, and your desires for Hashem, lifnei Hashem. Take it straight into the Holy of Holies. You, that person who's willing to give of him or herself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a person who gets to stand in direct proximity to the Shekhinah. That's the karban, says the Chozeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants more than anything. So dear friends, you begin to see how, as we thought, a simple pasuk that seeks out the mechanistic details of a karban ola tells us ultimately again about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants more than anything from us in life. He doesn't want animals. He wants a sacrifice of the self. Find your kochos, find your strengths, and find a way to utilize them for some type of spiritual ends. Whether it's your own spirituality, or the spirituality of those around you, or the advancement of the Klal, but take your kochos and use them for something bigger. Bring that sacrifice to Hashem. And every single day we're all tempted by desires, wants, and lusts. Imagine for a moment if I say to myself, you know what? I'm about to indulge this desire, like I do every day. And I say, you know what, Kesh Baruch Hu, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give this up for you. I want to do this. I want to do this thing. But I'm sacrificing this want, this desire, this indulgence. I'm sacrificing it for you. The moment I do that, Lifnei Hashem. The moment I do that, at the end of the day, I am catapulted right to the feet of the Shekhinah. You know, I was thinking about this a little bit, in that we're coming up to the Yom Tov of Purim as well. And it's one of the most beautiful things about Purim is Mishloach Manos. Right? We have the opportunity on Purim to do so many mitzvahs. right? The opportunity for Matanos Avion to give gifts to the poor, which is so incredibly important to hear the Megillah, to be able to celebrate the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ones we see, the ones we don't see. And there's Mishloach Manos. And the entire essence of Mishloach Manos is to build friendship. Right? And as we speak out every year, the goal of Mishloach Manos is not to give it to your friends. Your friends already know that you love them. But the goal of Mishloach Manos is maybe to give it to someone else with whom you have not yet built a relationship. You know, there's a concept that whatever we do down in this world happens in Shamayim also. I was thinking that maybe what we also need to do this year is send Shloach Manos to the Ribono Shel Olam. You know, friends, since October 7th, differently, I think one of the most overwhelming things about this war has been the sense of Chilul Shem Shamayim, the desecration of Am Yisrael. What happened on Simchas Torah was so jarring, was so overwhelming, was so barbaric, that like, Klal Yisrael was trampled upon. Klal Yisrael was trampled upon. And when Klal Yisrael is trampled upon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trampled upon. Now it is true that Baruch Hashem, when you trample upon Klal Yisrael, we get back up, we dust ourselves off, and we go on the offensive. That's what Klal Yisrael does, or at least that's what contemporary Klal Yisrael does, which is an incredible thing. But part of the pain that I think many of us still live with is this notion that we were trampled upon. And if I'm trampled upon, I as a Jew am trampled upon, my God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribono Shel Olam, my Father is also trampled upon. So maybe this Purim, it's important for us not only to send Shloach Manos to each other, but to send Shloach Manos to Avinu Shebashrayim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you say to yourself, so what are you gonna get HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What do you send the Ribono Shel Olam for Shloach Manos? He's not interested in whatever your thematic Shloach Manos is. And you can't order him some fancy Shloach Manos. I don't know what you might see on the pages of Mishpacha or whatever else. He doesn't need that. So what Shloach Manos do you send to the Ribono Shel Olam? I think the Chozeh tells us, you want to know what kind of Shloach Manos you could send to our Father? Just send him a piece of yourself. Send him a little bit of you. Say Ribono Shel Olam. It's been a difficult number of months for all of us. It's been difficult for us to see what's happened to our people, and it's been difficult for us to see the hostage is still languishing. And I know the pain that I feel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the father, you're the tata, you're the abba. And if I, as the child, feel so much pain, then I can only imagine the pain that you, abba, that you, father, that you feel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I, your simple son, this Purim, I'm sending you Shloach Manos. And come this Sunday, come Purim, I'm sending you Shloach Manos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shloach Manos that I'm going to send you, I'm not telling you, I'm not telling the Chevriah what I'm sending in my, it's my own personal Shloach Manos. But I'm going to send you Shloach Manos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the Shloach Manos? Yakriv Oso Lirtzono. This Purim, this Parshas Vayikra, this Shabbos Parshas Zohar, I am pledging to send you Shloach Manos. The Shloach Manos I'm going to send you is, I'm making it a point to figure out how to use my kochos for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. How to use my kochos for the benefit of my brothers and sisters around me. That's what I am doing. That's the Shloach Manos I'm sending you. That's the gift I'm giving you, my Father. This Shloach, this Purim, Kashbarach, I'm sending you a Shloach Manos that I'm pledging to you. That the next time I am tempted to do something that I know is wrong, that I know is destructive, that I know that is detrimental, whether it's something immoral or whether it's something I'm going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what? I really want to do this, but I'm sacrificing it for you. I'm giving you Shloach Manos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chevra, can you imagine if this Purim, this Shabbos, this weekend of Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Zohar, Purim, Abba Alino Latova, if all of us send beautiful Shloach Manos to the Ribono Shel Olam, imagine. You know, sometimes, you know, you come home, if you're Zocha, you know, Purim, you're out for a little bit, you come home, and you see, Baruch Hashem, like there's a package by the door. You know, like that feeling, it's like a nice feeling to come home and see there's a package here, a package there. Chevra, let's fill up the yeshiva. Let's fill up the yeshiva Shalma, the celestial abode. With Shloach Manos from each of us. Let's fill up Shamayim with our Shloach Manos. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he comes back from the Kisei, right? I don't know where he goes, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he comes back to the Kisei HaKavod, and imagine for a moment what the scene is going to be like when he tries, Kiviyachol, to get onto the Kisei HaKavod, and he can't get there. Why? Because my Shalach Manas is here, and your Shalach Manas is there, and this one, and he can't even step over all of the beautiful Shalach Manas that we each have the ability to send. And imagine what it's going to be like when all of the neshamas who have been taken from us since October 7th, who are the closest to the Kisei HaKavod, imagine how they're going to feel when they see all the beautiful Shalach Manas that we have sent to Shamayim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine the rash, imagine the noise, imagine the simcha, imagine the joy that it's going to create in the celestial abode when we send our Shalach Manas. I'm ready to send mine. I'm ready on Purim. I know what I'm going to send to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Join me. Let's all send something beautiful together to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Avinu Shebashamayim. And in doing so, create even greater bonds between one another and between us and the Ribono Shel Olam. And halavai, we should be zochem, Yer Hashem, that as we begin this new chapter, new Chumash Vayikra, Karbanos, Yom Tov of Purim, that we should be zochem, Yer Hashem, not just to learn Karbanos, but to live Karbanos. We should be zochem, Yer Hashem, that the Geula of Purim and all the Shalach Manos we're going to send should move HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring another Geula. But not a Geula like Purim, that was a Geula that was embedded in Teva, embedded in the natural order, but a Geula that's supernatural, a Geula that's overwhelming, a Geula that is incredible, a Geula of Mashiach, a Geula of Tchias HaMesim, a Geula of our third base HaMikdash, a Geula of Am Yisrael together in Eretz Yisrael. May we be zochem, Yer Hashem, to see that great Geula speedily in our days. Wishing everyone a good Erev Shabbos, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, and an uplifting Purim.